This is the Seabed Daily Text. Jesus created the world. He saved. John 1:3-5. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life. And that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Consider this. More than anything else in life, we desperately need a proper view and conception of Jesus Christ, the Lord of heaven and earth, the one who was and is to come. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the one about whom it is written is the same yesterday, today, and forever. In order to come anywhere near grasping the unimaginable depths to which the Son of God went to rescue and save us, we must stretch to fathom the inconceivable heights from whence he came. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. Jesus created the world. It was Jesus, the Word of God, whose words fashioned the universe. The one who is light said, "Let there be light." The one who is life spoke life into being. Here's how the Apostle Paul put it. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created. Things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. Colossians 1:15-17. On the one hand, Jesus is the God who sits on the throne of heaven. On the other, he is the man who carries his own cross for the whole world. He is the God of glory to whom all worship is due. He is the man of sorrows born to suffering, who takes away the sins of the world. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The prayer. Abba Father, we thank you for your Son, our Savior and Lord, Jesus Christ. Open the eyes of our hearts that we might ever increasingly see him for who he most truly is. It is in his name we pray. Amen. The questions. Number one, would you say you possess a significantly expansive and expanding conception of Jesus? Number two, is it more difficult for you to fathom the godness of Jesus or the humanness of Jesus? And number three, will you ask the Holy Spirit to magnify the Son of God in your own heart and mind? For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.